This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Friday, August 29th, 2018. This is Garrett Bampus reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Before I do anything else, I have to tell you about the premier place to buy last-minute tickets, Game Time. With over 8 million users across the U.S. and Canada, GameTime is the top destination for last-minute tickets to all major sporting events, concerts, and shows. GameTime is built for the urban millennial and Gen Z customer that is always on the go and constantly optimizing for the best last-minute experience. Unlike the legacy industry behemoths Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm users with cumbersome choices and steps, GameTime curates only the best value tickets and makes the experience incredibly fast and easy. And, not to mention, GameTime guarantees you'll receive your tickets in time for the event and they'll be valid for entry. If not, they'll give you a 100% refund or locate replacement tickets. For $15 off your first purchase, visit usergametime.com/sox and use the promo code SOX. That's usegametime.com/SOX. Please note that this offer is only valid for first-time customers. To say that last night was a roller coaster would be an understatement. The Red Sox snapped their three-game losing streak with a walk-off error in the bottom of the ninth. To understand why it was such a crazy ending, you have to do a little bit of rewinding. Through the first seven innings of the game, Boston had a commanding hold. Brian Johnson was great through four and a third innings, only letting up a single run on five hits. His support, Brandon Workman and Joe Kelly, were lights out in the following two innings. The Red Sox offense put four on the board, capped by Eduardo Nunez's solo blast, and all was well. At least that's what they thought. Then came the eighth inning. Together, Matt Barnes and Heath Henry combined for five runs on six hits. All of a sudden, the game was no longer favoring the home team. The bottom half of the inning rolled around, and the Marlins decided they wanted to make it interesting. Three straight singles for the Red Sox, and every fan in Fenway was on their feet. With the bases loaded and two outs, Jackie Bradley Jr. took his place in the batter's box. In his past 12 attempts during bases-loaded situations this season, the center fielder lacked a hit. Not this time, though. He lined a single up the middle, bringing around two and tying the game at six. A wild pitch on the very next batter gave the Red Sox a 7-6 lead heading into the ninth, and it was time to release the beast. Normally, I would be able to tell you that Craig Kimbrell entered and the rest was history. But just like JBJ and his odd hit, the fireballer was off as well. Kimbrell let Miami back into it again, and the Marlins even the score at 7. Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, the Marlins gifted the Red Sox the win. Eduardo Nunez rolled a ground ball to the shortstop, J.T. Riddle, and his attempted double play throw skipped off the first baseman's glove, scoring J.D. Martinez and sending everyone to the showers early. After all of that, I guess you could say that's one way to avoid the bullpen blowing up. Round 2 gets underway tonight at 6:35 as David Price and Trevor Richards get the ball. The Red Sox lefties on a tear lately, going 4-0 with a 1.09 ERA in his last six starts. Maybe his performance tonight will make up for the embarrassment last night. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampus for the Red Sox news feed.